Well, actually, all started off back in 2013, where I had a light bulb moment for a really special concept for a watch. A watch which is not about timekeeping, but all about time itself. Now, why did I actually start off thinking about such a special concept? It was because I worked as a policeman for 6 years. And during that time, I experienced a couple of life and death situations, which really taught me how precious our time is. It was like a starting moment for me to rethink my life and to do what I'm truly passionate about. And in my case, it was watches. So one day I decided I want to combine my passion for watches and my creativity, put it together and create a brand which is not about timekeeping, but about time itself.
So you mentioned your passion for watches. Is that a lifelong passion?
It actually started off as my first flick flack watch. I got it when I was like 6 years old.
Okay.
And just having a watch on my wrist and seeing the architecture of it, that was the starting point. Obviously, it progressed from there, first to mainstream brands, and then more and more into independent brands, which just pushed the boundaries in terms of creativity.
Sure. So not being a classically trained watchmaker, that's some early challenges. Can you tell us
about
that?
Yeah, it was actually all a bit of a challenge because looking back when I had the idea, I didn't have a team, I'm not a watchmaker, I didn't have any sort of education in watchmaking, I didn't have the funding. So back then it was like trying to fly to the moon, literally impossible. What really got me going, or what gave me the energy to move on, was that I knew it's something so special, never been done before. So the people I was talking to, people who I was able to convince to help us on this ambitious journey, I could clearly say that what we're doing here is not just a new watch, but a small part of watchmaking history.
I heard you've been working with Urteil on this. Can you tell us a little bit about their involvement in the, in the movement?
It was really fun. It all started off back in 2014. I have been able to convince my good friend Philip Schmid, who is an engineer, to join the team. And in autumn 2014, we sat in his office, and two young, inexperienced, but highly motivated guys were showing him a wooden model of how the watch would work. And you could see a very critical Andreas Strehler, obviously, who was quite intrigued about what we wanted to do, and gradually started to help us, together with his company, Urteil AG, to make this dream come true.
Oh, it's a great name to have behind. So
absolutely, super. Yes. Yeah.
Now, I see you're experimenting with new case material. You were steel when I first saw it, but new case materials coming in?
Exactly. So the prototypes, we started off with steel, obviously, and we had one titanium just to see how it would actually, how it resonates with the collectors. And we've now moved on, and what we have got here is the V1 Plus, which I'm going to show you in a moment, which is a red gold case, an absolutely stunning looking watch. But you can also have it in platinum. Now, in case of Walt, we create each and every watch bespoke for our customers, so you can literally choose from a wide range of metals that we can use to create.
Do you have a personal favorite?
I've never been a big red gold fan, but I have to say, since I've got this one here, I'm starting to get a red gold fan. Actually, this is really—it's stunning. It looks really good. So, right now, this is my favorite.
So, obviously, being a new brand in, you've got to travel the world to tell the Vault story, if you like. Are you getting across the world a lot at the moment?
Yeah, we have got plans to move off after Basel straight off to LA. So we're going to meet collectors there and then off to Miami. And I've actually done the same before Basel, so literally back in 2016 and beginning of 2017. We travelled the world. The only thing we had was a couple of postcards, an iPad, and we tried to share the story and the passion with the collectors around the world.
Sure.
So at least this time, I've got a watch to show.
And the interest, we've had some UK interest where I'm from, but other markets, are you getting some positivity?
Yeah. Singapore was surely a good place to go to. A lot of collectors appreciate the craftsmanship, the creativity and the innovation which a lot of independent brands bring to the market. So I believe we were really quite good it really resonated with the people over in Singapore, but also in the US. Actually, everywhere we went, when you start to show how our watches work, they are just mesmerized by the fact that everything turns around, that your watch looks different each and every time.
Mm. And have you got limited edition pieces?
Yeah. Yeah, we only work with limited editions.
Okay.
So the Wii One Plus, which we've got here, is limited to 66 pieces. The steel one and titanium are limited to 99 pieces each, and you can also have platinum, which is limited to 33.
Okay. And any particular reason for those numbers?
Yeah, the number 3 is really important in our brand. If you look at the way that our logo looks like, we've got a triangular logo, which stands for V for Walt, but it also has got the 3 pillars of our concept. So first is that time is extremely precious, that no one can control it, and everyone has got a unique perception of it. So that's why all the limited numbers are always divided by 3, or you can divide them by 3. You've got a lot of design cues. For an example, of the screws, which have got a 3-slot screws profile, so it all is based a bit around that number.
Makes perfect sense. They're beautiful pieces. And,
thank you.
Can you tell us about price points?
Yeah, sure. So the steel and titanium start at 50,000 Swiss francs, and the red gold one you see here is 60,000 Swiss francs.
And the Watchmakers Club, you're part of that with Dave and his team?
Yeah, that's a great club. I really enjoy it. Dave has done a great job to actually build this club. It's not been it's been something which has taken a lot of time, a lot of energy, but the result is stunning. Yesterday evening, for an example, I just met a couple of other brands from the Watchmakers Club, and it's just a really good idea to put our energy and our strength together and build something which in the end is really interesting for all of the collectors out there, because they can see a wide range of watches, brands, different ideas and different people behind the brands in one venue.
Great stuff. And is it a 4-year journey so far?
4.5 years altogether. Yeah, really, from start, from the idea to the final watch which we've got.
And are we going to expect some more designs coming through soon, or what's your
We've got a lot of ideas. Because the concept is so special, we are literally like starting on a blank piece of canvas. We've got a lot of ideas. The question is, which one are we going to choose next? So it's still, we're focusing on this one right now.
Well, Mark, thank you. I wish you every success.
Thank you very much.
It's a superb product.
Thank you.
I look forward to seeing you in London next time.
Thank you very much. See you soon.